Election 2024 on News Talk.
Michael Collins from Independent Ireland is on the line. Michael, you're very welcome, and thanks a million for taking the call and agreeing to chat with us. So we spoke to your colleague, Ciarán Mullooly, MEP, a little bit earlier, who is jubilant about Independent Ireland's performance today. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. You know, exit polls last night were saying that we had only 2.2%. I knew that was incorrect because, well, it might be correct for the bigger parties who had candidates running in every constituency. There was quite a lot of polling stations where that poll was taken and Independent Ireland hadn't a candidate running. So I knew 2.2 could actually probably transfer to be 4 or 5%. And it's transpiring like that at this present time. Obviously, you know, it's a bit early yet, but the three outgoing TDs look like they're taking their seat, which would be Richard O'Donoghue and Michael Fitzmaurice and myself. And Ken O'Flynn looks to be taking the third seat in Cork North Central. Michael Clark, Noel Thomas, Declan Geraghty are in good positions to take seats. So, you know, it looks like it's going to be a good day. Obviously, you know, these things come down to transfers and things might go our way. But if they go our way, there might be one or two more. Yeah, that so come across, get across the line also.
And we might talk about the implications of that kind of from the national picture in a moment, but sticking with your own constituency, so yourself and Holly Cairns kind of effectively over the line, the two of you, there's two seats. So Chris O'Sullivan is the outgoing Fianna Fáil TD. He is on, I think, on the last count, 19%. Noel O'Donovan, Fine Gael behind him on 13%. What's your sense of things there and what direction it's going to go now?
Well, it looks to me as a Fine Gael, and obviously there might be a challenge to what I'm saying here, but it looks like Fine Gael have conceded here. I'm at 23.5%, Holly's at 20%, Christopher's at 19%, and Fine Gael have two candidates, yes, but even if their transfers are meticulous, I don't see it working out, but they're not, because genuinely they weren't getting on during the campaign, and I think it's Fine Gael, who did not have a seat, I suppose. The land of Fine Gael as such, West Cork, after the last election, are again going to be without a seat. This is our reading of it in here, and they're accepting it on the floor here, talking to quite a lot of their organisers here, Fine Gael, are downbeat here on the floor in Cork, in Mallow, actually. We're out in Cork Southwest this time, where the county's taking a bit.
Congratulations, Michael. It's a great result, and in fairness, you texted me back in August that you felt that Holly wasn't in the frame for the last seat. She'd secure her second seat. You've really taken the Fine Gael vote, and you know how they feel about that in Collins country, Béal na Bláth. But it is you've put up with all of that, and you've battled through. I wouldn't be totally optimistic about Geraghty or Noel Thomas. I'm looking at those figures and I'm not quite feeling it. But Ken was always a good prospect. So Michael Clark has definite chance of dislodging Marion Harkin. He's in West Sligo, Enniscrone and that area. And he has performed very well. So his can go either way.
Absolutely. Look, as I said, it'll all come down to you know, the transfers, and there's a long night and a long day heading in tomorrow, and maybe a long night again tomorrow night. I'm still, you know, not writing off Noel Thomas or Declan Geraghty. You know, Independent Ireland are the fastest growing political movement in the country. We've gone from zero in 12 months to 23 councils, one MEP, three, maybe four, five, six TDs. And you know, it's we're moving ourselves into a very good and strong position going forward.
Mullooly alluded to the fact that maybe some other unaligned independents might join Independent Ireland. Who do you have in mind?
Well, I wouldn't like to mention any names at this stage, but certainly we'll be sitting down after the general election when the dust settles, and we know the figures as of from probably Monday morning. We will be sitting down with you know, politicians that are out there, independents that are aligned to the values that Independent Ireland have and to our policies. And that's basically where we stand at this present time. It's very, very difficult to call out names because, you know, we haven't had any discussions yet, and it would be wrong of me to do that.
Well let's imagine it pans out the way you expect it to pan out, Michael, over the next kind of 48 hours, whatever it happens to be while they're counting. Where does that put you in terms of government formation in your mind now?
Well, I said all along during the campaign at any of the media discussions I had that Independent Ireland will sit down and speak with every political party. But it's very, very obvious that we don't, our policies are very, very opposite to quite a lot of parties that are out there. So it could rule out quite a lot of them immediately, or maybe they don't want to talk, and that's their prerogative if they want, if that's the way. But Independent Ireland are open for discussion. We know we have to have responsible politics. There's no point in me saying here to you on the radio, oh, we don't want Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or Sinn Féin in government. The people spoke. And it's not, you know, and that's democracy in this country. We can't have a situation where we don't have a government. And I just feel that Independent Ireland are going to sit around the table. But we won't be handing over our policies and nobody taking on board the concerns we have for small businesses, concerns we have in relation to health, concerns we have in relation to housing and in relation to agriculture and fisheries. And there's many more things too, but they are very, very serious concerns that need to be addressed. And while there's a lot of money out in the country, people are continuously telling me that, it's not getting to the pocket of the ordinary person that's working day and night and trying to put the basics on the table every week, and it's not happening.
And Michael Fitzmaurice would take Minister for Agriculture. What would you take?
At this stage, we're not even negotiating. We're not even there around the table. It's policies we're going to be driving home. Policies, because that'll change.
But which change. Job do you want?
No. There's no jobs out here. I'm not asking for any job.
There's 15 of them.
I never asked for a position, because I've been in that situation before. In 2016 in particular, I spent quite a lot of time around the table, and I never asked for anything other than delivery. Delivery in relation to health and delivery in relation to fisheries and agriculture and issues that are out there of serious concern. So I won't be asking for any ministerial position. We're not in that position yet until we get around the table. Go around the table, look at our policies, and if we're agreeing and if we're working towards a lot of our policies being agreed on a five-year programme of government, then and only then will we sign up.
Michael, congratulations again on your own showing there, 23%, a magnificent showing. Whatever people's views and support for policies or not.
Election 2024 on News Talk.